Have one. I'm Brian Kilmeade. I know it's always a great time to listen to WHIO, but especially when my friend Steve Temple's behind the microphone. Listen to Temple Talk. Temple Talk Radio on WHIO.
This is Temple Talk Radio with Steve Temple from Pinnacle Investment Advisors. You need a financial strategy that accounts for challenges like market volatility and inflation, and that also adequately prepares you for retirement. The purpose of Temple Talk Radio is to address common financial concerns, provide helpful strategies, and offer ways you may be able to achieve your financial goals. And now, here's Temple Talk Radio.
Well, good morning to all of our listeners out here in the Miami Valley, and welcome to today's segment. You know what, folks? Always, every week, we always try to come up with a topic that we feel is going to be meaningful and helpful in light of timing of events that are happening. You know, last week we talked about what's going on with the federal government shutdown. Today, we're going to talk about the great wealth transfer and what that means to you. So it's going to be a great show. You know, the great wealth transfer is already underway. There's trillions of dollars that are moving from one generation to the next. But here's the problem. Too many families are unprepared. So without the right planning, wealth can simply slip away. Family conflicts can certainly rise and legacies can be diminished. So today, we're going to be going to explore how to bridge the generation gap and make sure this transfer strengthens rather than threatens your family future. So before we dig into today's topic, once again, I'm so proud to have Jacqueline on the show with us today. And, you know, and we talked about, you know, last week we talked about Tony and his fantasy football. You know, what I'm hearing that you're juggling your fantasy football team rosters like it's now a full-time job. Is that true?
Oh, I'm trying. I am trying, Steve. And I appreciate you having me on the show. I know my voice is a bit different than Tony's. But regarding the fantasy football leagues, I think that's strictly classified information. Yeah. But hint, I might be choosing based on mascot, but we won't go there.
We won't go there. I love it. I love it.
Well, Steve, you know, I have some important announcement to tell you.
Oh, please.
And it's a little update on my life, but the last weekend, a week ago, I got engaged.
Whoa, congratulations. Wow.
Well, thank you. And I was super excited to tell you.
Yes,
I know.
Yes, yes.
Big things are coming for me. And I love this topic for today because, you know, we're joining as one and it's generation and wealth and all things happening. And I am ready to be informed.
Congratulations to you. And well, who's the lucky guy? Or who's the lucky gentleman?
Yeah. Well, his name is Quinn.
All right.
And we've been dating for 4.5 years. Hang on,
that's so awesome. That is so awesome. I appreciate you sharing that on the show today. I really do. Cause you know what? And it's kind of been fun to watch the show growing with Tony and other advisors doing shows, and they needed more people on their team. And boy, what fun it's been to do some shows with you. So we're going to have to really harass Tony a little bit and just say, Tony, you know, we may be finding a replacement, Tony. It seems like she's doing a little bit, you know, more. She's appealing to a different audience. And a lot of our women listeners certainly appreciate her feedback and her comments. And we'll have some fun with that with Tony when he gets back. So
yes. And please record it because I'd love to know his response.
I will.
Let's get into today's topic.
You know, I'm eager to get into the topic, you know, because while football season comes and goes, this great wealth transfer is well underway. And, you know, it can have lasting consequences all across the country. So as a reference point for today's show, we're going to rely on a Kiplinger article. And the headline is, I'm a financial advisor. You built your wealth. Now make sure your family keeps it.
Well, that's really interesting.
Yes.
I mean, so we're talking about something that's being called the most significant wealth transfer in history, right?
Yes. And, you know, I love today's show because we just finished up our workshop series. And one of the things we talked about was, you know, enhanced planning and what that means in the overall picture of make sure you have your legal docs in order, your power of attorney, healthcare power of attorney, and make sure you have a well-documented plan. Because if not, that can lead to all kinds of circumstances in family harmony that, you know, things you didn't want to have happen are going to happen. And it could have been done a lot better if you just been maybe some more communication. So a lot of our listeners, that could apply to you as well. We certainly had each time we did the events, we had a packed house because the topic is really hot, wills and taxes and wealth transfers. But, you know, here's the thing. Over the next couple of decades, an estimated $84 trillion will move from baby boomers to their Gen X and millennial heirs. This is unprecedented.
Wow, Steve. I mean, I am shocked. That is a staggering number. And I mean, just overall, I can't even fathom that amount of money.
Here's the interesting thing. In our workshops we just completed, our deficit's like $39 trillion right now. This is
okay.
Yeah, the spending's got out of control. $38 trillion is our deficit. $84 trillion is about to change hands. Folks, listen very carefully. I'm getting ready to say next. The government wants your money. It's just that simple, okay? They want the tax revenue. So today's show, we're going to maybe talk about some of those things, how you can do a better job planning and keep Uncle Sam out of your pocket. So, and this is where it gets complicated. Many families are unprepared, and the cultural divide between generations only adds to the challenges we have in trying to help preserve a legacy.
That's a great point. And the boomers have been the powerhouse generation for decades. And you know, I'm going to age myself a little bit here, but my parents are baby boomers.
Yes.
And so it's crazy to think what this will lead to.
You know, we have what we call spenders and savers and wealth creators. You know what? The savers have been the boomer generation, right? You know, it's millennials and the Gen X's. They're kind of more of the spenders. So we use that a lot in our planning, spenders, savers, wealth creators. So, and absolutely, until recently, baby boomers weren't just the wealthiest generation. They were also the largest. And now millennials have surpassed them in sheer numbers. So, but boomers still hold more than half of the nation's household wealth.
Over half?
Yes, yes.
Wow. I mean, as baby boomers start to retire, right,
yes,
and step out of the workforce, that wealth begins to move down the line of generations, right?
Correct. And the fortunes they built through strong salaries, decades of asset growth, are now passing to the children and the grandchildren. And that creates a ripple effect, not just inside families, but across the entire economy and wealth management industry as well.
Wow. And Steve, you know, when you put it that way, it almost sounds like the odds are stacked against families.
That's exactly right. You know, from business succession plans to charitable giving, this so-called silver tsunami isn't just a transfer of wealth. It's going to create economic waves that's going to be a ripple effect for years. So boomers want their success to become a legacy, but turning wealth into a lasting prosperity is far easier said than done.
No kidding. I mean, but what do you mean by that exactly?
Well, studies have shown that 70% of families lose inherited wealth by the second generation. By the third generation, over 90% of families have lost it all. It's a well-documented problem. Sometimes it's called the third generation curse.
Yikes. I mean, that's also staggering numbers, but that's a more of a yikes, let's try to not do that and prevent that.
Yes.
But if the odds are really that bad, how does a family beat these?
Well, to be in that elite 30% of families that do pass wealth down successfully, it takes more than meticulous planning. Don't get me wrong, planning is essential, but on its own, it isn't enough. True multi-generational wealth requires multi-generational engagement. You know, I said earlier on the show, there's spenders and savers and wealth creators. Those folks are the ones that will be open-minded and listen to good advice, good counsel, how they can trigger this multi-generational wealth that will go through one generation to the next.
Yeah, I love that. I mean, Steve, what are you considering yourself? Are you a saver, a spender, or a generator?
Well, no, definitely a saver. You know, we do spend a lot of money on our marketing, right? And for the business growth. But no, I've always been kind of frugal, right? But, you know, again, we know it's necessity. It's necessary, if you would. You're going to invest back in your company, you know, for future growth. And we've done certainly a good job of that over the years. But and I love these topics that we teach, because it is about savers, you know, creators, wealth creators and spenders. And we share a lot of this with our clients that we work with. In fact, I've got one client that's been with me for about 25 years, and it's the granddaddy. And then his daughter became a client many, many years ago. She's an engineer. And then I met her son when he was young. And now he's grown. He's 21 years old now. And granddaddy wanted to do something special for his grandson. And so we started setting up a Roth IRA for him. And the granddaddy's got it set up in a trust that this will continue to fund it. But the thing I showed this young man I said, let me show you what your granddaddy's done for you. And it will continue to fund it even though he's passing because it was in a trust. I showed him the time value money of what his granddaddy had done for him. I said, you know, when he's gone, you have the option. You can just take the money and spend it. I want you to appreciate what that's going to do for you by leaving it alone and letting it grow for you, becoming a wealth creator. And I also showed him something else. I showed him was he's done a good job managing his debt. But I showed him and talked to him about, well, when these cars are paid off, you have a choice. Like most people, they'll go buy a new one. They like the new leather, new paint, whatever. Mm-hmm. But let me teach you something right now that you got $900 a month and two car payments between you and your wife.
Wow.
Let's just say you took half of it. One's paid off this year, 2025, one's next year. And I showed him, what if you just took half of what on your car payment, you can go buy another car if you want to. But what if I showed you what you can do with it instead? And that's put money to work for you. Mm-hmm. And I showed him that that $450 a month growing over time, by the time he turned 65, would be worth $468,000. So I shared this young man. I said, here's the deal. If that car that you buy is not worth $468,000, you made a very bad investment decision. Mm-hmm. And so he called me this year and said, you know, my car's paid off. I want to go ahead and get my account set up and start putting what I was paying in a car payment. Mm-hmm. I love opportunities to teach these kind of lessons because it is going to help that next generation become wealth creators. So
absolutely. And I mean, this touches home for me too, because I am traditionally a saver and now we're talking about wedding costs and yes, a house together. So it's trying to manage for once spending a lot of money that I don't necessarily have, but you know, this is big purchases all at the same time and, you know, working together and also blending as one now.
Right.
So many different variables going into that. But yeah, I mean, to kind of bring it back to the conversation here today,
right,
I mean, we're talking about families have to do more than just set up a plan. I mean, they actually need to work together across those generations, like you said, Steve, about the story. And, you know, you need to work together and communicate across family members.
You got it, gal. And that becomes, you know, it sounds pretty simple, but powerful understanding the difference between generations. So yes.
Well, and Steve, if families need to work together across these generations, where does the process even start? Where do they start?
Well, lasting wealth starts with early preparation. So across the generational divide, money is a top concern for just about every American. Mm-hmm. But how each generation thinks about money is shaped by their shared experiences.
I'm excited to hear about this one.
Yes.
Because,
yes.
I mean, like the way millennials and Gen X went through the 2008 financial crash.
Yes. Gen X is born between 1965 and 1980. Millennials born between 1981 and 1996. Both came of age during the 2008 financial crisis. That experience left many of them financially cautious and even skeptical. And then you look at Gen Z and the upcoming Gen Alpha, those born after 2013, and their outlook has been shaped by COVID-19, mm-hmm, natural disasters and global uncertainty. Many of them are even questioning the value of traditional financial planning altogether.
Well, I have to say something about this because COVID-19 affected me, and I did not get a single prom in high school.
Oh, yeah, see.
I didn't get the prom hair, the prom dress, nothing, Steve.
You know, you sound like my son. My son graduated in 2020, right?
Mm-hmm.
He graduated high school sitting at home finishing his studying.
Yes.
Okay. There was no graduation ceremony where he got to be with all his buddies and celebrate all the years that they prepared for this. It was so devastating.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So you get it.
And this article touches on that, the things they went through, the COVID disasters and all this uncertainty, it has left them a little bit concerned, you know, mm-hmm, and lack of confidence, I should say, in traditional planning altogether. So that's why I love that this article today, it's shedding some light on some of these things that there's still hope, you know, for people, mm-hmm, that do want to put together a good game plan. And I'm going to mention it here. And folks, this is where it's so important. Don't do this on your own. Find a financial advisor that you like and you trust. And I'm going to encourage you folks, look for fiduciaries. They're legally bound. They have to work in your best interest, or there's serious consequences if they do not do so. So find a fiduciary, find an advisor that's got the right team. It takes a team of people to do this, folks, to have the skills and knowledge to put together a great plan for you that's going to allow you to accomplish all the things you desire from one generation to the next.
I mean, like you said, Steve, it's the hyper cautious millennials. Mm-hmm. I mean, and then we got the Gen Zers that are, why should we even save? And then the baby boomer parents or grandparents with a completely different mindset.
Yes.
And it seems like there's just so many gaps between these. And Steve, what's the best way to start bridging these gaps, you think?
Well, that's exactly the challenge right there. But building lasting wealth depends on bridging these gaps. So planning isn't just about the numbers. It's personal. Family values and norms often matter just as much. So sometimes even more, there's economic factors.
Yeah, and that's a great point. There's just so many things that can derail a plan. Really, it's hard to understand between generations. So where should we start about coming together?
Well, it starts early. Teaching financial literacy to kids is the foundation. Then as they grow into young adulthood, families can begin to share more detailed wealth planning information, things like estate strategies, succession planning, charitable giving. The earlier each generation is prepared, the stronger the odds that wealth is going to last.
Steve, can you share with our listeners how they can get a hold of you before we continue?
Folks, reach out to us, 937-667-6500, 937-667-6500. Go to pinnacleinvestmentadvisors.com, scroll to the bottom on the main page. There's a Calendly link. You can schedule a quick call with us. Better yet, come in to see us in person. Folks, we have built a team of professionals well-versed in all these areas. They're going to help you do a better job and kind of think maybe some things you didn't even know about. My team is really good about sharing some things. It's going to help you get your plan on track and keep it on track for not only you, but for the generations to come.
Yeah. And that communication between the different generations is important. And so far we've been really discussing America's great wealth transfer, which is currently underway, and how you can better ensure that your assets are passed to the correct people and the people that you care about and that you want it to happen to. And so what is next, Steve?
Well, for many families, a three-part plan is key. But here's the important part. Truly bridging the generational gap means involving younger generations in the wealth planning process itself. There's a big shift from the traditional way of doing things, and it's one the industry is finally catching up with.
That makes sense. And so what does this three-part plan really look like?
Well, it covers all the bases. Number one, a financial plan for an individual their entire life. Mm-hmm. Number two, the break the glass plan for life emergencies. And lastly, number three, and a legacy plan designed for future generations. So from an individual's perspective, it's about peace of mind. It ensures that if something happens, family members have the right information and the right access.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And that's a great way to start. But I've heard that many people inherit wealth. I mean, they don't always stick with the same advisor, if that's the case.
Well, in fact, 70% of individuals who inherit wealth switch advisors. And I've even experienced that in my 30-year career. Sometimes it's because the younger generation wants to do it their way. Imagine mm-hmm. that. More often, it's because many firms haven't taken the time to build relationships with the future heirs, you know, and I take a lot of pride in this because it's about timing and when's the right time to have what I call a family meeting where we sit down with everybody involved and mom and dad or grandparents, they get to share their vision and their hope for the future with all of those that are participating. In fact, when I do planning with my folks, I share with them very intimately that the most important people in the room is you. Mm-hmm. You've made sacrifices all these years. You've done a great job raising your kids, your grandkids. Now it's your turn. It's your turn to get to go enjoy what you work so hard for. And if we do it right, and we do, let's make sure you get to enjoy all of it to the fullest during your golden years, the best years of your life. And more importantly, there's going to be something left. Let's make sure it goes to those that you love and you care about and keep everybody else out of your pockets. That's kind of my big picture and how we do our planning going forward.
Yeah, I love that. I mean, and it sounds like the younger generation are asking for more of a holistic approach. And so, I mean, is that the case?
Absolutely. In fact, 52% of high net worth individuals want holistic services. That's up from 29% in 2018. That's a major shift. Yeah. And it's good news for families. And listen, I hear this a lot, Steve, the folks who came to our workshops, they've got other advisors they've worked with for 15 and 20 years. There's good friendships there, good relationships. Mm-hmm. But here's what I'm hearing. Steve, they do a great job managing my investments. They don't handle all this other stuff, talking about pensions, Social Security, wills, and power. And this is what I'm so appalled by. When I meet somebody that's been with another advisor for 15 or 20 years, and when they come see us, maybe they came to the workshop, their referral, they want a second opinion, I'll ask them for documents. Please bring in your will, bring in your power of attorney, mm-hmm. healthcare power of attorney. And I'm hearing from these folks, well, we don't have one. What? Mm-hmm. What? I mean, how in the world can an advisor work with people for 15 or 20 years and not care enough about them to make a recommendation that we help you with an attorney get your house in order? Because, you know, this is what I know to be true. Life happens and things change.
Yes.
And if those things are not in order, when those things happen, that's one of the devastating things that can happen to your net worth, is that it's not going to transition like the way you wanted it to, mm-hmm. because beneficiaries weren't set up correctly, or you didn't have things in place, the language you wanted for what would be the next, you know, steps for your legacy. Where do you want it to go? Folks, that's number one. That's so important. If you're going to do this, make sure you're working with a team of people, holistic advisors that do more than just rate of return on your investments, because at the end of the day, there's so much more involved that are going to be as significant, if not more significant, in making sure that you get to keep your wealth and it goes to those folks that you love and care about.
So before we continue here, I know we've discussed so much far. And so Can you kind of create like a brief summary or a checklist for our listeners?
Here it is. 9 steps to keep in mind. Number one, start early and define your family goals and values. Number two, communicate openly with your family members about your plans. Number three, take inventory of your assets and organize essential documents. Four, create a solid estate plan with your wills and your trust if necessary, and power of attorney. Here's the next one. Minimize taxes through strategic giftings and trust. Number six, choose the right people and advisors. Here you go, to help you carry out your plan. And then educate and prepare your heirs. So, and also number eight, plan for special circumstances like a family business or international issues. And lastly, review and update your plan regularly. All these 9 points are so important.
Yeah. I mean, that's a strong checklist, but it sounds like success isn't just about paperwork. It's truly about the people and those relationships.
You nailed it. Helping younger generations see the value of wealth management is critical. I shared a story earlier in the show here about how it's so important to share these values about how to create wealth. A personalized, tangible plan does not do more than just preserve the wealth. It also empowers the heirs. So think of a Gen Zer saving for, you know, first car or first home, or millennial looking for a cautious investment strategy. Those experiences prepare them for the bigger responsibilities later on.
Well, Steve, we are almost out of time.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. This conversation, I think we should do another episode on this, because this is so much to unpack. But it's a great topic. And there's just so much. I mean, like you said, trillions of dollars at stake here.
$84 trillion is going to be changing hands.
Yes. So we want to be prepared, and you want to prepare the listeners and your clients and make sure that they're not alone in this process. And so how can they get a hold of you?
Folks, take the time. Don't put this off. Don't procrastinate. 937-667-6500. PinnacleInvestmentAdvisors.com. Go to the website, go to the bottom. You'll see the calendar link. Click on the calendar, schedule a quick phone call, get on our schedule. Better yet, come see us in person. We have an office in Beaver Creek, Ohio, inside the Chamber of Commerce. We have our other location up in Troy, Ohio. So 2 convenient locations. Come see us face-to-face. See if we can help come up with some ideas how you folks can have the plan of your lifetime and have the wishes and desires that you wanted in the first place. We'd like to help you with that.
Well, Steve, I appreciate you having me on the show today as your guest, and I love doing shows with you. So
thank you. Yeah, I love doing shows with you well. And again, so thank you so much.
All right. Well, that does it for another episode of Temple Talk Radio with our host, Steve Temple.
You know, folks, before we wrap up, I want to share one more really important thing. Kathleen, my wife, is running for city council in Bellbrook. When she first considered this, I said, honey, why? You're getting ready to retire. You worked for 25 years, executive director for the Greene County Conventions and Visitors Bureau. Why do you want to get in politics, right? And so I try to talk her out of it. But you know what? Here's the deal. I love Bellbrook. I love where we live. We got married. That's now where we live. I love this town. And I also know we want to keep the town charming and fun the way it is. And it takes the right leadership to do that. I mean, Kathleen's lived here for almost 10 years. If folks, listen, if you live in Bellbrook, in proper Bellbrook, not Sugar Creek Township, that's a whole nother polling position. But if you live in Bellbrook or you know friends that live in Bellbrook, tell them to get out and vote November 4th for Kathleen Wright for Bellbrook City Council. She is the right candidate to take Bellbrook to the next cycle. Please do so.
Well, that's amazing, Steve. I cannot wait to hear all about the process and the next month in her running. And we'll keep each other updated about that, too.
Yes, ma'am. Thanks so much.
Hi, I'm Brian Kilmeade. Thanks for listening to my good friend, Steve Temple, with Temple Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining us for Temple Talk Radio. Don't head into retirement without a strategy that addresses both income and taxes. For more information, please contact Steve Temple at Pinnacle Investment Advisors at 937-667-6500 or visit templetalkradio.com. Join us again soon for another episode of Temple Talk Radio. Advisory services are offered through Pinnacle Investment Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Ohio. Insurance products and services are offered through Temple Financial Solutions, an affiliated company.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or enforced by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.